أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما. With regard to the discussion of matrimonial family matters, which is under discussion in this ayat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains in this ayat that if a person has got more than one wife, two, three, four, it is not possible for him, as far as his heart's feelings are concerned, to keep equality between them. The demand of the Quran Sharif of Allah Ta'ala is when a person has more than one wife, then he must keep absolute equality between them. But here Allah Ta'ala makes it known that as far as the equality from the heart is concerned, you will not be able to manage. But don't let that become a barrier, that the equality as far as your outward things which you can manage, that is sharing equal time, giving everyone equal expenses, that you can do in any case. So don't keep back in that. Maintain that property. As far as your heart is concerned, that is not in your control. But let that not become a barrier that you don't fulfill the other rights of the wives as well. So Allah says, وَلَنْتَ سْتَطِيعُوا أَنْ تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ. تم ہرگز برابر نہ رکھ سکو گے عورتوں. You will never be able to keep women all equally. That is your wives if you have got more than one wife. The one that you incline more from your heart, you will pay more attention to her. But the outward things which you can do, maintain proper maintenance there. This Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had 10 wives, but all he preferred Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha the most, because she had the qualities of the great woman Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And after all, she was Siddiqa bint Siddiq, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha. But in spite of that, he shared equal time with all his wives and he gave all equal expenses. He did not prefer her in that. But as far as the heart is concerned, and he should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I've tried my best in which I could not manage, you forgive me for that. So you won't be able to manage all equally, walau harastu, agar she uske hiras karo, no matter how much you desire, but your heart is not in your condition. So when that is the case, فَلَا تَمِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلُ. So بِلْكُلْ خِيَرْنِي نَجْعَوْا. Then don't turn away completely from the other wives, that you leave them as such, that you don't share time with them, nor do you give them expenses. So then you leave them in a condition where they are not widowed, you haven't given them talaq, so they can't marry anyone else. And you're not giving them time, they don't have a married life also. And neither can they marry anyone else. So don't keep this discrepancy. They may be fair and be good to all. فَتَذَرُوْهَا فَالْمُعَلَّقَ. کہ دھال رکھو ایک عورت کو جیسے ادھر میں لٹکی ہوئی لٹکتی. Like a woman who is just hanging in between. Neither is she married life and neither is she divorced life. So she has a difficult life. So Allah Ta'ala says further, which you cannot manage, your heart's condition, that is not in your control. But what you can do is the outward conditions you can manage. So manage those properly. And if you will do them, وَإِن تُسْلِحُ or اگر اصلاح کرتے رہو, you keep the outward expenses properly. The proper time is spent equally with each one. And at the same time, you give each one the proper same expenses. وَتَّقُوا or پرہیزگاری کرو کرتے رہو. And you fear Allah Ta'ala in all matters. In other words, what mistakes you have made in the past, You make tawbah, istighfar, you correct your life, and now you live properly with all your lives. If you will do that, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. So Allah bakhshne wala meherban hai. Then Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. And yet, the ulama explained that it is the system of Allah. When a person makes sincere tawbah of whatever guna, and now he corrects himself, the past, Allah does not only forgive, forgiving, but Allah Ta'ala writes it down as though it was done correctly. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. We did all the wrong our lives, but now you make tawbah of your guna, and you correct yourself, then Allah Ta'ala, out of the many mercies, the past he regards it as though you did it all correctly. However, according to Sharia, whatever gunas we have to pay for, like not making namaz, etc., it doesn't mean a person starts making namaz regularly. Now in the past he was not making namaz, that all that is forgiven. No, that qaza he will have to make. If he is owing anyone money, he will have to pay that money. But this is the mercy of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala will take him as though his whole life he was doing correctly. This is also a great encouragement towards making tawbah. People told Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullahi when he married his second wife that you have opened the doors for men to marry more wives, take second wives. Because he was not getting children from his first wife, he married his second wife, but by the qudrat of Allah, from his second wife also he did not get children. So Maulana replied and said, I have not opened the door, but I have closed the door. They asked, how is that? They said, who can do the equality which Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq to do equality between my wives? Like for example, somebody brought a watermelon for Maulana, knowing that he has got two families, two houses, he would bring two watermelons. Maulana wouldn't give the one watermelon to the one family and the other one to the other one, because the one may be sweeter than the other one. So you should cut both in half, and then you should weigh them. And in the cutting, which is by discretion, it won't be exactly. Then he would chip off from the other and make them exactly. And the other one also half, and half of the one watermelon and half of the other watermelon you should give to the one family. And the other half, and the other half to the other family. Then Maulana asked, who will be able to do a justice like this between the women? That is, and the Quran Sharif says that if you can't manage to do the justice, this is just outwardly, then only keep one wife. If you can't manage, and to make the justice is a very difficult thing. So a person should at least is one wife. If we can't fulfill the rights of one wife, where are we going to fulfill the rights of two and more wives? So we should try our best to fulfill the rights of our wives and live with them properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.